Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning and welcome to you and our radio audience. We're so thankful for you tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for it is our purpose to speak only those things found in God's holy and divine word. If any time you have a question or a comment concerning something that we say, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, and whatever it might be, certainly feel free to contact us. You can do so by the address given by the announcer, or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. Reminding you that tonight at 7 o'clock, we will urge you to come and to be with us at the East Abbotville Church of Christ that meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431. Bring your Bibles and engage in the study of God's Word, for that is what we only do in Bible study. We only study what God's Word teaches. If it's at all impossible for you to come to the building, we'd like for you to be aware that you can still both see and hear the Bible study if you have access to the Internet, either through a laptop computer, a smartphone, or through a tablet. Simply log on to eastalbertville.org. And on that website, at 7 o'clock, you can see and hear the Bible study period. If you are a Facebook fan, you can go to the Facebook page and the church's Facebook page, that is, at that time, and also see the program. Also, if you are a YouTube fan, go to the church's YouTube channel, and at 7 o'clock, you can both see and hear the Bible study. In fact, on the YouTube channel, you can see Bible studies and worship services that have been conducted in the past at the East Abbotville Church of Christ. We urge you to take advantage of the opportunity and that's made available to you, that we can have a time to study God's Word. Let's begin our reading with John chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. You know, it would be difficult to imagine any more significant statements as to the person of Christ than those that we've just read in those first five verses of John chapter 1. For it's in these verses that Jesus is set forth in His relationship to God and to the world. Jesus is declared to be the self-revelation of God. And the statement in these verses are timeless, they're universal. In John 1 and verse 4, you recall Jesus is revealing God in the creation of the world, and in continuing to be the source of all life. In Him was life. John declares that this is life in its most comprehensive sense. All life was contained in Jesus as in its principle and source. John's gospel begins and ends with life. At the very beginning, as we just read, Jesus was life, verse 4 of chapter 1. And at the end of the book of John, we read that John's purpose in writing was to produce belief in men, as chapter 20 and verse 31 says, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. Life is a term that's often found in Jesus' teaching here in the Gospel of John. It is Jesus' wistful regret that men will not come to him that they might have life. That's in John 5, verse 40. It is Jesus' claim that he came so that man might have life and have it more abundantly, as John 10 and verse 10 teaches. In fact, Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So since the time of man's first sin, God has set in motion a chain of events that would result in the coming of a Savior. For over 4,000 years, God had been involved in human history in an effort to prepare man for the coming of his Son. His Son who would, as Matthew 1 and verse 21, the angel declared unto Joseph, would save his people from their sins. So in the fullness of time, Jesus came to earth to do God's will. And that will, that work, was the work of reclaiming that was lost and under the sentence of death. Because Romans 6 and verse 23 says the wages of sin is death. While Romans 3 verse 23 says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God sent his Son so that the person who believes should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. In Jesus, there is offered that which man, or that in Jesus, there is offered that which mankind's security in this life and security in the life to come. It's unless we make Jesus as our King by obeying him, we really cannot be said to live at all. It's in Matthew 7, verses 21 that we begin reading. Jesus says, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. We must do the will. We must obey Christ. We cannot be really and truly said to live until we do. And one who lives a Christless life, they exist, but they do not know what life is. Jesus is the only one who can make life worth living, and in whose company death is really only the start to a fuller life. What life is this that is in Christ? Well, John uses the phrase eternal life again and again in his gospel. The word that John uses for eternal is a word which means life which lasts forever. Well, that's too simple. A life which lasts forever could be a most terrible curse, like those that Jesus described in Matthew 25, verse 46, those that would be cast on his left. Or, for that matter, those that are described in Revelation chapter 14. Notice verse 11. The smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night. So truly, this life which lasts forever, there must be more than just duration, that is, the length of life. There must be the quality of life that's to be understood. So a study of the word eternal demonstrates it's a word that repeatedly is used to describe God. Thus, eternal life is that life which God lives. What Jesus offers to man is God's own life. Eternal life is a life which knows something of the serenity and the power of the life of God himself. Friend, Jesus is inviting us to enter into the very life of God. How do we enter into this life? Well, we enter into that life by believing in Jesus Christ. John 3, verse 36, he that believeth on the Son shall have everlasting life. Jesus said in John 6 and verse 47, he that believeth on me has everlasting life. So God desires that we should honor his Son. And the way that we honor Jesus is by hearing his word, by believing on him that sent Jesus. This is the one who has everlasting life. Jesus said in John 5, verse 24, most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my words and believes in me who sent me has everlasting life and will not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. What did John mean by to believe on Jesus? Well, here is belief we find being used in a comprehensive sense. As such, it means that we're convinced that Jesus is truly the Son of God in both the intellectual sense. Two, we must trust Jesus to save us from our sins through his shed blood. Like what Peter makes mention of in 1 Peter chapter 1. Let's read verse 18. Knowing that you are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Notice also what we read in Hebrews chapter 9. Let's read verse 12. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. So we must trust Jesus to save us from our sins through his shed blood. And we must join this with our obedience to the terms and the conditions of pardon that God has set forth and laid down for us in his word. Jesus said in Luke 13 and verse 3, except you repent, you will perish. He repeats that in verse 5. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 30, Jesus said, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father which is in heaven. It's in Mark 16:16, Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And when the gospel was first preached for the very first time after the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord, that's exactly what Peter said in answer to their question of what did they need to do. Acts 2:38, Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. Friends, when we do this, we stop existing and begin living. Jesus is the life, for we are alive unto God and through him. Romans 6, verse 11, likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Friends, thank you for listening. We hope that you tune in tomorrow, and it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.